Hi, welcome to the Gridiron Gurus podcast. I'm Travis Lazarczyk alongside Evan Crawley. Today we're going to be talking about Class D. We have a couple conferences to look at. We'll start, Evan, with the Campbell Conference Class D, where two-time defending champion Oak Hill lost some pretty good players to graduation. What do they have back?
Well, the Raiders lost, we'll start with what they lost with. They lost probably two of the best players in their program history, really. Alex Mace and Kyle Flaherty combined for over 9,000 yards and 99 touchdowns in their careers. I mean, that's not something you replace readily.
No.
And as you'd expect, Coach Stason Doucette and the Raiders, they're taking a we, not me approach this year. They've got a lot of different guys. One thing that they do have this year is they might not have those two superstars, but they've got a lot of team speed and a lot of different players who are able to do different things. The leader on the team this year is going to be quarterback Dalton Terrien. He's a three-year starter. He started on defense his sophomore year, but the last 2 years he's played at quarterback. And he's a guy who can – he's got good speed. He can get outside the pocket. He can give teams some trouble with his legs. He's also a very good thrower. He's improved in the middle to short distance throws. He's always had a pretty good deep ball. And he's got some options on the outside, namely wide receiver Jonah Martin. Looking at the running back position, they're going to take a look at five different guys to try to replace Flaherty and Mace. Levi Buteau being one of them. Steve Gilbert, it was someone who got time last year when Flaherty was dealing with some injuries, although Gilbert himself, he got looked to be banged up on the third play of scrimmage against their exhibition game against Miranda Cook Friday night, and he did not return. Still waiting to get an evaluation, but they were looking at his knee and his ankle. Still trying to figure that out. But the big thing for Oak Hill this year is the offensive line. They've got pretty much everybody back except for Mikey Pease. Brendan Turvo, Connor Elwell, Garrett Guile, Austin Goucher, Gavin Chassie. These guys all saw time last year. And, you know, they're not the biggest line, but they work well together. They move well together and allows them to do a lot of different things. And it's allowed Terrien, who we caught up with after Friday night's win over Miranda Cook, to really be comfortable in the Oak Hill offense.
It's a little bit bigger this year because obviously we don't have Kyle and Alex. My job is just to make sure every guy's in his right spot and make sure they know the play. You know, when it's my time to make a play, I'll try to make the play the best I can. You know, when it's time to encourage somebody to make a big play, you know, because that's what coach sees, that's what's open. That's what we're going to do.
How do you balance the offense? You guys run a lot of different stuff, switching from the wing tee to the hurry up from time to time.
Usually we'll start in one of our offenses and then we'll try to jump on them, get something going quick, because most of the time it's not the play that counts, it's how fast you get to the line.
How do you feel about this year's team and from what you've seen so far?
So far, we're outstanding, I think, personally. I got a lot of kids who can play a lot of different positions, really deep in a lot of spots. I think that this is a very athletic team.
Yeah. Where do you see this team going as far as the development of it throughout the season?
I think that we're going to take it game by game, and then we'll see where it goes from there. We'll just keep working.
How do you manage expectations as being two-time defending Class D champs?
I think that we have a target on our back, for sure, absolutely. But every team's going to make it their Super Bowl, so we're just going to come out hard and play.
What do you see about the team today that you liked?
A lot of guys knowing where to go. Running a bunch of offenses, we have a bunch of guys subbing in. We didn't seem to have a problem with that. No flags for personnel issues, so that was really good.
Looks like you guys have a lot of team speed this year, too. A lot of guys, a lot of quickness.
Yeah, we're very fast. Pretty much interchangeable in the slot position. Wide receiver, we're pretty good there, too. Running backs, we've got a handful of them that are all very good.
Interesting matching up with a team like Miranda Cook that's kind of more built for power.
Miranda Cook's definitely a double-wing team. They got a lot of size. I think that we have ways to get around that. We're quicker than they are. So anytime you put a big team up against a small team, there's going to be their advantages and disadvantages.
Now on defense for the Raiders, a lot of the same guys. You know, Peter Flaherty's going to mix in on the defensive line. He's a junior. Goes about 5'9", 225. But outside of that, a lot of similar guys on the defensive line. Looking at Elwell, Guile, Goucher, Spencer. You know, well, he's going to be a defensive back along with Gilbert. The guy who really is to keep an eye on there, though, is linebacker Levi Buto. What Dalton Tarian is to the offensive side, Buto is pretty much the quarterback of the defense. You know, looking at the other end of the other side of the conference over in the Little Ten, the team Oak Hill beat to get there to win their second straight gold ball. It's Maine Central Institute, and early returns are they're going to be another force this year.
Yeah. The Huskies were 10-1 last year. The only loss came to Oak Hill in the state championship game. While they did, you know, lose some good players to graduation, Mitchell Halley at tight end and defensive end, Jonathan Santiago at running back, Eric Hathaway on the defensive line and a fullback, Austin Tolman, Nick Deckard on the offensive line, they really return a good core, starting with three guys who were on first team all conference last year on offense. Fullback Alex Bertrand, who played the state game on a torn MCL, had that repaired in the offseason, and he's good to go. Quarterback Greg Vigu and guard Curtis McLeod. I guess looking back, it was probably a blessing in disguise in that last year Santiago and Hathaway suffered some injuries, and some running backs like Willie Moss and Eli Bussell were able to get in some varsity time. So they really, while they're not, you know, technically returning starters, they're guys who, you know, got carries in varsity games, and they're ready to kind of jump in at the running back positions. Wide receiver, you know, replacing Tolman is going to be a little tougher. It's Brendan McKenna who's going to get his shot first. And he'll be out there along with Braden Montero. Tight end goes to Dylan Fitz. But with a quarterback like Vigu, who kind of grew up with all these guys anyway, he feels like he's comfortable with them. And we talked to Vigu about, you know, suddenly MCI is playing with expectations and getting to know some of the new skill guys he's playing with. Imagine expectations are pretty high for you guys this year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's been set since the end of last season. We didn't reach our goal, which is now the goal for this season, and we plan to finish.
Talk about, as the quarterback, kind of adjusting to some new weapons, like Austin's gone, Mitchell's gone, Eric's gone. What kind of rapport are you building with the new guys?
Well, overall, it's just a different team. You got new guys trying to fill big shoes, and it takes some adjustment at first, but it's working. Like, there's a lot of guys that are stepping up that are now juniors, now sophomores, now seniors, and they're really doing a good job. In the scrimmage yesterday, throwing to Dylan Fitz, it was worked perfectly, and it was something I like to go to. Working with Braden Montero or Brandon McKenna, those are the guys I'm going to be looking to.
Yeah. What do you see as the strength of this team right now?
I think our depth. We have multiple guys that can play multiple positions. It's not like last year where we have Jonathan Santiago run 80 yards for touchdown every play. It's more going to be just grind it out, short plays.
Now, playing with expectations is something that the guys from MCI kind of like. The seniors were freshmen when this team went 0-8, so they've seen the other side of it, and, you know, they don't want to go back. They're going to be a contender for one of the top teams in the LTC again, not just because of the offense, but defensively they return, like, Bertrand, an all-conference linebacker, McLeod on the line at nose. Fitz had 6 sacks at defensive end last year. Guys like that are all back, and they're really hungry. They've kind of made it their goal to, you know, let's get back to the state game and win it this year.
And jumping back to the Campbell Conference a little bit, one thing that has jumped out to a lot of people, Winthrop Monmouth coach Dave St. Hilaire said, there's not those 3 to 4 or 5 guys who can dominate the league, like a Flaherty of Mays or Durgo's Tyler Frost, or Lisbon's Joe Philbrick. Those guys, you know, there's a couple out there, namely like Lisbon's Tyler Halls. He's a quarterback who could really give some defense fits with his speed and his ability to throw the ball. But outside of him, you know, there's not too many guys that can really just dominate a game like Mason right. Flaherty could last year, which is going to open up some opportunities for some other teams to get into the mix. One of those teams could be Marinacook. Joe Emery's squad only lost 4 seniors from last year's team, and really only 2 or 3 of them had played consistently on varsity for the last few seasons. They bring back a lot of seniors that are starters. It starts with quarterback Kyle Morand. He kind of was a jack of all trades for them last year. He played some fullback, played some quarterback, you know, pretty much everywhere he needed to. He's a very dominant player at the defensive side of the ball as well, at middle linebacker. But at quarterback, you know, he goes 6'1", 220. When you see big old number 13 coming your way, you better go low because he's going to run you over.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that jumps out most about Moranicook is their size. I mean, offensive tackle, Dylan Jacoin, 6'5", 325. Tight end, Levi Emery, 6'5", 205. Ty Smith is going to see some time at defensive end as well. He goes 6'1", 225. And they've got some running backs, too, that they can give the ball. Zach Lacasse, 5'9", 165. He's got some quickness there. Drew Davis is also going to get some touches, as is Brandon Michoud. Moranicook could be a team that can really control people, control the game, slow it down, kind of grind some people out. Kind of the opposite of Oak Hill when they played the other night. Oak Hill is going to want to try to get you in space, use their speed guys. Winthrop Monmouth is another team that's going to want to try to get you in space. Quarterback Matt Ingram, he's a junior. He's back for his second year at quarterback. He's a guy who did a lot of offseason work. Winthrop Monmouth did a camp at Marshwood. He went to a camp, a quarterback camp as well. And he's got a lot of guys back around him. This is a team that could do some special things, not only this year but next year. A lot of their players have got a lot of juniors. Alec Brown, Bennett Brooks, Dustin Tripp, Nate Scott, Andrew Pizzurko. You know, they've got a lot of guys who are skilled guys who are going to be there for more than 1 year. And they also have some strong seniors back. Tight end, Ben Ames. They've got some good guys up front and the tackles. Brendan Dunn is a senior. He's got some experience there. So, you know, look for the Ramblers to take a step forward. They were competitive last year, but they should be more so in the mix. And you can never discount teams like Lisbon and Durago.
Right.
They always seem to have good players. Lisbon's got another solid team back this year. Trape is a team that also, they had a lot of sophomores, a lot of juniors for them playing last year, and obviously unfortunate circumstances using an ineligible player led them to forfeit some wins. But they're a team that could really step up and, you know, they could be one of those dark horse kind of teams that gives some people trouble this year. Now, Travis, looking at the Little Ten Conference, Mount View, they were a team that could score with anyone.
Yeah, the problem last year for the Mustangs was they couldn't stop anyone. They had so many games where it was, you know, they'd lose 50-40, a score like that. Why many coaches around the state are just going, all right, how do I replace this guy to graduation and that guy to graduation? Coach Haggy Pratt at Mount View really isn't thinking like that because he only lost a couple seniors and returns almost his entire team intact. So they're really thinking, all right, how do we take another step forward, continue to score, play a little defense, and make a run at a playoff spot in the LTC? They're led by senior co-captain Ethan Sewell-Berry at guard, Captain Cole Hannon at quarterback, and Tyler Ripley, another captain, at running back. Other returners to the line are tackle Owen Cunningham, guard Casey Spaulding, center Alex Sobey, and tackle Colton Medina. Devin Davis and Gavin Simpson are a couple other skill guys. Jack Axum returns at fullback. The Mustangs are a team that feels like they play a little bit of defense this year. They're going to be right in the hunt for one of those playoff spots in the LTC. Six teams make it, and they're like, hey, why not us? Defensively, it's a lot of those same kind of guys, a lot of two-way players, as it often is. Coach Pratt is excited about nose guard Ben Rogers, linebacker Darren Cook. He said this is the first team he's had in a while where he actually has depth. And, you know, the big thing is, you know, getting the ball to a lot of these different guys and making sure they're good teammates and, you know, taking care of business.
And outside of MCI and Mount View, who else would you be looking at in the LTC, Travis, as potentially in the mix?
Well, you can never count out Bucksport, even though they graduate a lot of players. This is a team that 2 years ago was in the state game where they lost to Oak Hill. Last year, conference runner-up to MCI. They're going to be really well coached, and they're going to go out there and probably get better week to week. Orno is a team you should keep your eye on. And probably Manitowoc Academy up in Lincoln is another team that could be in the playoff mix.
All right, that'll do it for our Class D preview on this edition of Gridiron Gurus. Please check in on all our podcasts as we go week to week and look at the football around the state of Maine, and we'll catch you next time.
And please be sure to read us on centralmaine.com for all your high school football coverage in Central Maine.